The true God of the Bible is the most amazing and powerful God. He is the only true God. All the other gods are false gods. All of these superhero characters, professional athletes, and rock stars are nothing compared to God. This is going to be a study just to brag about God who revealed himself in the flesh as his Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and shed his blood for our sins. We are going to look at the characteristics of God and see how these other so-called gods are pale in comparison to the true God of the Bible. These characters from the DC Comics and Marvel Comics and from the movies are nothing but counterfeits who have small parts of the abilities that God has. Isaiah 44 and verse 8 says, "Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." God is the only one worthy to brag about himself, and the only one worthy for us to brag about. Let's look at how great and awesome God is using a King James Bible. We will look at how God describes himself and see if any other God can compare. First, let's look at God's eyes. In Revelation 1:14, 2:18, and 19:12, it says, "Jesus' eyes are as a flame of fire." Imagine looking into the eyes of Jesus Christ. When John saw him, he fell at his feet as dead in Revelation 1:17. Superheroes like Superman have X-ray vision. He has these weird beam things that come right out of his eyes, and he can see what is on the other side of a wall. And Jesus Christ's eyes are like a flame of fire, and he sees all. He can see behind and through any wall. He can look right down into your bedroom. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth." Notice it said the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, whereas Satan walks to and fro, as it says in Job 1:7. God doesn't have to walk to and fro. He sees all of the earth at once. Proverbs 5:21 says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." They see you when you're alone in your house. They see people doing secret sins like cheating on their wife, watching pornography, raping and torturing people, gossiping, abusing their children. God sees all of this stuff, and it provokes him to anger. The Bible lets us know his eyes see all, and he sees all with perfect sight. These superheroes and these false gods are pale in comparison, and they are just Satan's counterfeits. There are even superheroes with disabilities. The God of the Bible doesn't have any disabilities. There are superhero characters that are blind, like the character Daredevil. He would be just another bummy sinner who would need God to heal his blindness. Luke 7:22 talks about how Jesus Christ had to heal many blind people during his ministry. People look up to these false gods who, if they were real, would need healing from Jesus Christ. Revelation 9:20 talks about people worshiping gods that can't see or hear or walk. And people have always had gods which couldn't see, hear, or walk. They were making their own gods. Just like comic book writers and artists thought up these godlike men who can't hold a candle to Jehovah, the true God of the Bible. And that's not the satanic rapper Jay-Z who refers to himself as Jehovah to blaspheme. There are other godlike characters who fall under this description, like Daredevil who can't see. You also have the X-Men character Professor X who can't walk. He would need to be healed by Jesus Christ if he were real. But God's eyes see all. He keeps record of everything that you're doing. That is why the book of Numbers is the scariest book of the Bible. You think it is just a bunch of numbers and names, but it shows how good God is at keeping record of everything. Imagine standing at the great white throne judgment as a lost sinner and looking into Jesus Christ's eyes that are like a flame of fire. Then you hear him say the words, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire." But not only does our God have incredible eyes, He has incredible ears and hearing. Psalms 116 and verse 2 says, "Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live." Isaiah 59 and verse 1 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear." God's ears can hear everyone praying at the same time. We are so stupid and finite as humans that we can't understand how God can hear every single person praying at the same time. Not only that, but while He is listening to everyone praying, He hears everyone cursing and everyone taking His Son's name in vain. If you heard someone cussing your Son, it would make you angry. And God loves His Son more than you love your Son. This is why Jesus Christ comes back with a vengeance at the second coming, with eyes as a flame of fire. Superheroes like Wolverine have such good hearing that he can use it as a lie detector test. He can hear the change in a person's heartbeat when they are lying. Not only can God hear your heartbeat, He can hear the screams of the people in the heart of the earth. God is way above the earth and space and the sea of glass, but He can still hear the rich man burning and screaming in hell. The same rich man that Jesus talks about in Luke 16. God hears people in hell praying for their family not to come. And the rich man had 5 brethren that he prayed wouldn't come to the same place. And God hears all the people who are on earth now, all the people begging for mercy in hell, and all the people rejoicing in heaven. In Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2 it says, "And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and Thou heardest my voice." The same God who heard Jonah in the belly of the whale can also hear your prayers. The same God who created the universe, parted the Red Sea, helped David kill Goliath, and was in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is the same God who every saved person has an opportunity to pray to and stay in fellowship with. Psalms 34 and verse 4 says, "I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears." Psalm 66:19, "But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer." Psalms 118:21, "I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me and art become my salvation." Psalms 120 and verse 1, "In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and He heard me." So God sees all and He hears all. One of these superhero false gods named Blue Ear has to have a device to hear. People are still making gods who can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. The superhero movies that Hollywood comes out with year after year just make your kids look up to superheroes who can't save anyone. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can save. Acts 4 and verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Isaiah 45:20 talks about people who pray to a God that cannot save. Billions of people are doing this when they pray to anyone other than the God of the Bible. So Christians, don't forget to pray. When you pray, you are talking to a God that hears everything and doesn't forget anything. Not only does the Bible describe God's eyes that see everything and ears that hear everything, it also describes His hands and fingers. The finger of God wrote the commandments in Exodus 31:18 and Deuteronomy 9 and verse 10. These same commandments are in the heart of heathen that never heard in foreign countries, and that is why they cut off people's hands for stealing. The finger of God effortlessly outdid Pharaoh's magicians in Exodus 8:19 and Daniel chapter 5, when God wrote on the wall, the soothsayers and astrologers and other smart guys weren't smart enough to figure out what His fingers wrote, just like they can't figure out what He wrote today. Instead, they insist on changing the words of God because they just don't understand it. Luke 11:20 says the finger of God can cast out devils. It is safe to say that God controls anything and everything without even lifting a finger. And God could wipe out any false god anyone has, just like they were finger food. We shouldn't be proud or boastful, but should humble ourselves and fear God. Because 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." God has used his hands to show every atheist he is real, so that they are without excuse. God may be invisible, but you can still see his power, just like many superhero copycats who go invisible. Romans 1:20 says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they were without excuse." God is everywhere at once. Even though you can't physically see him, you can still see what he made, proving his existence. And this is God's handiwork, the work of his hands. Psalms 19 and verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Psalms 95:3, "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Psalm 95 and verse 4, "In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." If God made the sea, then he can control it. Who do you think moves the waves and makes hurricanes and tsunamis? Characters that copy this would be Aquaman and other characters that have the power of water manipulation. Aquaman can also communicate with the sea creatures through telepathy. Another copycat of God. God told the whale to swallow Jonah. And yes, it was a whale, as Jesus said it was in Matthew 12:40. The Bible not only mentions God's eyes, ears, and hands, but also his transportation is also incredible. Even though he doesn't need it, since he is omnipresent, he's everywhere at once. He just shows how awesome he is by riding on cherubim. Psalms 18:7 through 15, "Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. Darkness was under his feet, and he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. But God rode upon a cherubim, which is way cooler than Silver Surfer's surfboard, a Batmobile, or Ghost Rider's hail cycle, or any of these other lemons these superheroes have. A cherubim would make the Batmobile look like the magic school bus. Notice it said in Psalm 18:14, he shot out lightnings, so he can control electricity. Jesus said he saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. God has complete control over Satan, who wants to be like the Most High. Satan is like a little kid that stands on a chair trying to get into the cookie jar, and then the parent comes and spanks him. That's how easy God handles Satan. He crushes the head of the serpent at the second advent. And many superheroes try to copy this electricity manipulation, like Storm, Surge, Electro, Thor, and others. But who can control Satan but God himself? Satan is connected with electricity, and that is one way he creeps into houses unaware, as the Bible talks about in 2 Timothy 3:6. So the true God of the Bible effortlessly controls the second most powerful being in the universe. He is so much in control of Satan that he will oftentimes use Satan as a weapon to fulfill his will. God can use the devil to keep you in line. If you get off into sin, he may let Satan get a hold of you to bring you back to him. Imagine the God of this world who has Satan in his holster and can release the second most powerful being at any given moment. And these super soft sissy preachers say you shouldn't fear God, but just give him reverence. And that's a lie. You should fear God. And Psalms 18:8 says, "There went up a smoke out of his nostrils." So the Bible also refers to God's nose and says, "In his wrath he blows smoke out of his nostrils." The rest of the verse said, "Fire comes out of his mouth." Ever seen these comic book characters and anime characters that breathe fire? It's just another copycat. The devil hasn't got any original ideas. He gets them all from the King James Bible. The character Black Bolt can cause a major destruction through the use of his voice. And where do you think Satan got this from? Psalms 18:13 says, "The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire." Job 40 and verse 9 says, "Hast thou an arm like God, or who canst, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him?" Psalm 77:18, "The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven." Psalms 104:7, "At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away." Revelation 14 and verse 2, "And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps." When God talks, it sounds like thunder. At the rapture, all born-again believers will hear the voice of God saying, "Come up hither." But to the lost, it will sound like thunder. John 12:29 says, "The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him." But the Bible doesn't just mention his voice, it mentions his arms. Deuteronomy 26:8 says, "And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand, and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath." That's Jeremiah 21:5. And then Jeremiah 27:5 says, "I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me." Notice it says, he has a strong arm. And the Bible says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Atheists say, "Could God create a rock so heavy that he couldn't lift it himself?" No, he couldn't, but he could make a rock so heavy that the Hulk, Hercules, the Gladiator, and Superman couldn't lift it. God is all-powerful, but that doesn't mean he can do things that are logically impossible. It is a stupid question that gets asked by people who think they are smarter than God, and that want to be their own final authority so they can sin and do whatever they want to and not have anyone to answer to for it. So they make up stupid questions like that. God can create a really heavy rock, but he would always be able to lift it because God has a strong arm. He's all powerful. He can do anything. And he would easily beat the Hulk, Superman, Martian Manhunter, and any other strong godlike character in an arm wrestling match. Notice it talks about his outstretched arm. It might seem like God might have had to stretch really far to save sinners like us. We are beyond sinful. But it's easy for God to save anyone that will come to him as the guilty sinner he is. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible says we are all evil. All men are depraved and on our way to hell if we reject Jesus Christ. But God has an outstretched arm. There isn't anyone too low to be saved. There isn't anyone that sinned too much to be saved or too far gone. If they still have the desire to be saved and know they are a sinner and will come to Jesus Christ as a guilty sinner and believe on him, putting their trust in him, then they can be saved and have eternal life. God will save anyone who comes to him as a guilty sinner and believes on the Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood. But Satan copied the outstretched arm and God's strong arm when he invented stupid junk like Stretch Armstrong. The devil has no new original ideas. Just like it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, there is no new thing under the sun. Everything that's in this world, you can find in a King James Bible. Deuteronomy 32 through 43 talks about God. It says, "See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand, for I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto this his land and to his people. Notice he said, if I whet my glittering sword. Whet means to sharpen. So God has a sword, and at the second advent, it comes out of his mouth. In the book of Revelation 19 and verse 5, it says, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Revelation 19:21, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Revelation 1:16, and he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Revelation 2:12, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Revelation 2:16, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. His sword would break into pieces the sword of Taskmaster, Deadpool, Black Knight, Prometheus, Blade, or any other comic book God-man that Satan ever thought of. There is no new thing under the sun. Everything God is, the devil tries to get a counterfeit for it. So God is going to kill the God-haters with words that come out of his mouth. And Jeremiah 23:29 says, is not my word like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Thor wouldn't even be able to handle the hammer of God. That's why 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Lost people and God-haters can't handle the Bible. It's foolishness unto them. Until they get saved, they're not going to understand it. But God's word is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. So this would be bad news for Dwayne Johnson and the Thing from Fantastic Four. You know, the guy that's made of orange rock. So as you can see, these superheroes are pale in comparison to the God of the Bible. If you are a Christian, then I hope this makes you interested in your Bible. The Bible is a really awesome book. It has a lot of stuff that's in it, but you think it is just a big soft love letter because you just read certain parts of Psalms when you get all depressed, and you listen to sissy preachers that just don't even say anything about the Bible. It has more action than any epic movie or Avengers movie that Hollywood can come out with, and these superheroes are just little false mini-gods who copy certain parts of God's abilities. If you're not saved, then you should get saved before it is too late. Because Hebrews 9:27 says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You're going to die one day, and your soul will go to heaven or hell. If God let his son die on the cross for your sins, then he will definitely let you burn in hell for rejecting his son, which is your only way out. God is offering the free gift of salvation. Notice I said free gift of salvation to you if you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is to believe the gospel. And the gospel is found in 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. So the gospel is this: Jesus died. He died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. If you want to be saved, then realize your own self-righteousness can't save you. Meaning, your own good stuff that you do, and all your good works can't save you. You can't be good enough to earn your way to heaven. You need to realize your own self-righteousness can't save you, and you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as the guilty sinner that you are, and rely on Him and His shed blood to save your soul from hell. He died to take your place. He became sin for us, even though He never sinned, as it says in 1 Corinthians 5:21, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. If you will come to Jesus Christ as a guilty sinner and believe on Him, putting your trust on Him to get you to heaven, then you can be saved and have eternal life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Jesus is the true God. He is the one and only God. You shouldn't put any other God.